Module 17, what you can really do with quantum jumping. Few things. With this module, you'll find a few different ways that other people have used quantum jumping. Jerry Feldman was in my quantum jumping class. Actually, it was one of the earliest classes before it was offered to the general public. It was a seminar for some friends and their friends to try out the concepts on people who would keep in touch with me and tell me how it worked for them. Jerry wanted some inspiration, wanted to know if there was going to be anything in the class that might inspire him to figure out a way to double the production of his company. Jerry had a telemarketing business in the San Fernando Valley. Actually, he was in the Encino area, for those of you who know the area. And San Fernando Valley is a kind of a suburb of Los Angeles. Actually, it's a major city of itself with over 1 million people. Jerry had 10 people working for him and had ambitions of growing larger. His business was pretty much dependent on his 10 salespeople who were paid by the hour. He couldn't afford to hire any more people, and the business seemed to be at a stalemate. His goal was to double the production of his crew, but so far nothing worked. He offered bonuses, he offered prizes, he had company picnics. Everyone loved Jerry and they liked what he was doing, but production suffered, stayed the same. He decided to use the quantum jumping technique, jump through the quantum door and go to the twin self who was having the same problem and see how he was going to get out of it. Maybe, he thought, Jerry, too, as he called his twin self, had ideas that he didn't have. As a matter of fact, he said, I'm going to go to a twin self who has the exact problem, but who has different ideas than I do. I'm going to go to a twin self, he thought, who had a flash of insight and doubled his business. Well, that was a unique idea. Go to a twin self who was going through the same problem, but who was inspired to come up with a solution. Anything that can be imagined is in an infinite universe. So long as his intent is clear, and apparently it was, it should work. But here's something else that Jerry told me. He got an impression of his twin self going through the same situation, and actually he mentally described the problem. He said to his twin self, well, I have the same 10 people you have. And I know the business would thrive if I can get them to double their sales. But how can I do that? How are you going to do it? And then after posing the question, Jerry waited for an answer. He suddenly had a flash of inspiration. He thought he heard two words, hire tigers. Well, that got him to thinking. And then he wondered, did that come from somebody else or was it in me all the time? Well, he figured it, as I told him a dozen times, it really doesn't matter. He thought about the 10 people he had working. No tigers there. He'd placed an ad in the paper and hired whoever applied. His budget at the time was for 10 people. Coming out of his meditation, he thought over those two words, hire tigers. But how can he find tigers? Sitting at his desk, doodling and thinking about the advice he'd received, he wrote, from now on, we're going to go over the production of everyone here every month. The person with the least production will have to get a job somewhere else. He looked at those words and he thought about them. How's that going to get me tigers? Well, he didn't consider that. He thought, he'd let the worst producer go again at the end of the month and hire another new person. So every month, he would let whoever was the worst producer, he'd let them go. Now, what would happen was obvious when he thought about it. He put the crew into a hierarchy with the top producer for the month being number one, the second producer number two, and so on. Whoever was number 10 would be terminated. Everybody knew about this. He put the people's names on the board with the top person number one, the bottom person number 10. His entire crew was stimulated, and the talk during their breaks was always about increased production. Number 10 knew days before the end of the month that he or she was through. But that was okay because they all knew the rules. And when the new person was hired, well, that person was seldom number 10, usually wound up somewhere in the middle, about 6 or 7. Once, he told me, he hired a new one and they immediately became number 1. Well, he wrote another ad looking for a replacement for the person who would be let go every month. The thing worked like a charm. Jerry went back to meditation in the hallway. Stepping over the threshold of the quantum door, he found himself with his doppelganger who had been doing just that for 2 years. That's the parallel he wanted to go to. He mentally had a conversation asking how it worked out. He imagined his twin self saying, "Every month I let the person with the least production go and hire somebody else. After a year," he said, "there was only 2 people from the original crew still working for me. Both of them had been top producers when we started. And after a year, they were still producing as well as in the beginning, but they were both at the low range of the crew. 6 months later, only 1 of the original crew was left, and I had my crew of tigers. No more hiring and firing. Time for the next step. And that's to hire another 10 people and do the same thing." Well, that was a different way to use quantum jumping. And very creative. Just go to a place where your twin self has the same problem and see how they handle it. See how they solve it. Well, great. Now, that gave me an idea. Go to a twin self who's confronted with the same problem that I have, except the twin self always has an inspirational answer. Now, quantum jumping can be used in so many ways. After a while, you'll discover a few of your own. Of course, that's my goal, to have you set your goal to discover your own ways of using quantum jumping. It's virtually unlimited. The concept is that inspiration is there. It only requires some kind of a catalyst to bring it out. Some catalysts are psychological. Some are mental. Some are physical. We use the quantum jump as it only requires using your daydream mechanism. That's the catalyst, the daydream mechanism. So by using the daydream mechanism and just a bit of creativity, but intent above all, if your intention is that you use the jumping technique to inspire you, then you'll jump into an inspirational twin self. So, your daydream mechanism combined with a bit of creativity and overall your intention. Now, speaking about the various ways to use quantum jumping, I have a suggestion. How many ways are there to use a quantum jump besides the ones you've learned here? Think about how many ways you can use the quantum jump technique. And then, after considering the different ways, write them down on a piece of paper. It might help if you were to jump to a twin self and discuss the different ways before you wrote them down. Most of the ways will bring about, choosing one way or another, because there are always choices, always. Your life is pretty much based on the choices you made in the past. Now, wouldn't it be a great advantage to you if you could have intuition working for you every time there was a choice to be made? Well, that's what quantum jumping is all about. Say that you have a choice to be made. Say that there's a path opening on your road of life, but you're unsure of whether to take that path. What would the right path for you be? That's the question. Well, a quantum jump may well give you the answer. Just jump through the quantum door to a parallel where your twin self is the most intuitive person on that planet, going through the exact same thing you're going through. What does your twin self do? Many answers come when you have been using quantum jumping for a while. Get used to considering different aspects of your goals, different aspects of your problems, and by all means consider consequences of each choice, solutions of each choice. What was the ultimate solution for the choice that you made? Was it one that you're satisfied with? Pretty soon you'll find more and more intuition becoming a valuable resource in your life. As example, I once jumped to a doppelganger and asked, "What should I do next?" And the answer I got, inspirationally, it just came to me. was to write down 9 things I most appreciated about quantum jumping. And so when I came out of my meditation, I sat down and quickly wrote the things that I most appreciated about the quantum jump, 9 of them. What I wrote was, number one, well, that would be the relaxation in getting there. 2, it gets me focused on what it is that I want. 3, I wrote that it enables me to clarify my goals. 4, it's a fun way to daydream my way around with no limitations. 5, it allows me to help other people by seeing them in a parallel universe as solving their problems, successful or healed, if illness was a problem for them. 6, it stimulates my creativity. 7, it allows me the motivation to do things I'd never have tried without seeing how my twin self does it. 8, and most important to me, it allows me an avenue to reach the spiritual plane and talk to loved ones who have passed on. And 9, I get my best ideas from my successful doppelgangers. Now then, how about you doing it? After you've taken a few jumps, write out 9 things that you like about the technique. You may well get a few very helpful ideas. Trust me on this, it will help. Write down 9 things. Not right now if you're just starting with this. Just do a few more jumps first. Have a couple of successes. You're not going to be successful every time. No one is, nor am I. But you're successful enough so that it will put you a giant step ahead of where you were. So do that. Write down 9 things that you like about the quantum jumping technique. And do it. Thank you.